lived, he was present to distribute his mercy directly through the body of Nakula Brahmachari. Nakula Brahmachari, all of the symptoms of ecstasy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally experienced were being manifested in his form. And the same power to deliver prema bhakti and induce love of God within others was fully manifested through Nakula Brahmachari. Shivananda Singh, one of the great and confidential associates of Mahaprabhu, he heard that Nakula Brahmachari was a person who Lord Chaitanya was personally living within and distributing his mercy. But he had doubt in his mind. So he decided that there is only one person in all of the earth who knows the Gopal mantra that I chant, and that is Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If Nakula Brahmachari can tell me what my Gopal mantra is, then only will I accept that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is living within him. So Nakula Brahmachari was living here at that time, and these deities, Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, were the original deities worshipped by Nakula Brahmachari. So Shivananda Sen came to this place. At the time, there was thousands and thousands and thousands of people all around to get the beautiful darshan of Sri Nakul Brahmachari. Shivananda Sen was way, way in the background. And Nakul Brahmachari, who was in the center, surrounded by so many, he called to his servant and he said, "There is one devotee named Shivananda Sen. He is somewhere out there. You call him and you bring him here." Shivananda Sen was very silent. Nobody knew he was there. So the servant went out into the crowds. "Shivananda Sen, Nakula Brahmachari is calling for you. Shivananda Sen, Nakula Brahmachari is calling for you." So Shivananda Sen came forward and he was brought to Nakula Brahmachari. And Nakula Brahmachari, as soon as he saw Shivananda Sen, the first words out of his mouth was, "Your Gopal mantra is as follows." And he spoke the mantra, and Shivananda Sen was then convinced that yes, it is true, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is living in this person's body. Sri Nakula Brahmachari ki jai! This is a very holy place. In the same way, of course, we cannot imitate such great personalities, but we should pray here that we can also surrender in such a way that we can simply be instruments in the hands of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, of our Gurudev, and of the great Vaishnavas, that they can live within us, that they could manifest their will through our every word, our every thought, and our every action. And that when we speak, our Gurudev speaks through us. When we act, that our Gurudev acts through us. This should be our ultimate aspiration in life. Srila Prabhupada on the Jaladutta, he prayed, "My dear Lord Krishna, just make me a puppet. Make me a puppet in your hands. I have no words to speak to these people. If you give me the words suitable to reach their hearts, then this mission will be successful." This should be our prayer, to just be a puppet. But in order to be a puppet in the hands of the great souls, we have to become completely free from any false pride. It is our ego that is the blockade between the Lord's mercy and our own life. And it is the blockade that prevents us from giving real love and kindness to anyone else. trinadapi sunichena
torora api shayashuna manina manadena kirtaniya sadai.
Very loudly, please.
Trinadapi sunichena torora api shayashuna manina manadena kirtaniya sadai.
With great feelings, this is a prayer. Let us chant. Trinadapi sunichena torora api shayashuna manina manadena kirtaniya sadai. When we become humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and to expect nothing in return, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says we can chant the holy name constantly. But actually, in that state of mind, it is Krishna personally who manifests his name from our heart, through our mouth, for the great welfare of all living beings. Let us pray for this gift, to be so humble that Gurudev, that the great Vaishnavas, that Sri Nityanand Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu can just use our lives like puppets in their hands to do their will on this earth. We do not want liberation. We do not want mystic powers. We do not want any amount of wealth or any form of sense enjoyment. We don't even care to be elevated to the spiritual world. We simply want to be the surrendered instruments of the Lord to do His will wherever He desires. Gaur Premanandi.